This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, that is the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us of those who embark on such a mission and follow the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Things got very tough in Mecca. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, decided that Mecca was not a good place for him. And the people were contriving and putting all sorts of plots to get rid of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, decided that he needed to leave this place. And there was another place that was ready for him, Medina. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, on foot, he took on the mission with the company of Abu Bakr and in the company of a Christian man, Amr ibn Fahira. They went there and they said that on the way, things got very tough. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were very tired and they were very thirsty. So at a distance they saw a tent, and they went to the tent to refresh and get something to drink and something to eat. And they get there and they found a woman. Her name is Umm Ma'bad al-Khuza'iyya. She was sitting at the door of the tent. And they say that وَكَانَتْ إِمْرَأَةٍ بَرْزَ. She was a woman that had presence, sitting there, and she actually had a mat that was unfolded in front of the tent, a sign of hospitality in case people pass by. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his two companions, they came in and they said, milk, meat, dates, do you have anything? We will buy. And the woman very graciously was embarrassed, and she said, if I had any, I wouldn't be selling it to you. I would be giving it to you. But this was a tough year for us, she said. We have absolutely nothing. And my husband just drove the flocks, just looking for pasture somewhere, and there is nothing in the house that I can offer you. So the Prophet ﷺ looked around, and he saw a sheep on the side. And he said, what about that one? And the woman with the smile, she said, especially that one is the driest. Said that that sheep is so dry and so weak that actually is not even able to walk with the rest of the flock, and that's why she stayed behind. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, would you allow me, would you permit me to milk it? What are you going to say? I just told you it's the driest and the weakest of all. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, may I please? And the woman said, Anta wa dhak. If that's what you want, then be it your wish. Said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and touched the udders of the sheep, and subhanallah, milk started flowing plenty. And the woman is looking at this and she is amazed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fills the bowl and he offers the woman to begin drinking. And then he offers both of his companions. He's the one doing the milking, and he is the one who's passing the milk on to people. And then he makes the statement, and he said, ساقي القوم آخرهم. He said that the person who is giving the drink to the people drinks last. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made everybody drink. And then he drank. And then he milked the goat again and gave the milk to the woman, and they left. Husband comes back, Abu Ma'bad. He comes back with no luck. His goats and sheep are as dry as he took them, and they are even weaker now on the way back. But he comes there and he sees plenty of milk. And he said, what happened? She said, Ya Aba Ma'bad, marra bina rajulul mubarak. She said, Abu Ma'bad, a blessed man has passed by. What happened? I told him that we had nothing to offer, and he looked at the goat and he said, may I? And he milked the goat, and he gave us this milk, and he milked it for us. And the man looking into his wife, and he said, Sifihi liya umma ma'bad. Give me a description of this man. What does he look like? And the most precise, the most beautiful descriptions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to us from this beautiful woman, Umm Ma'bad radiallahu anha. She said to her husband, Ra'aytu rajulan zahir al-wada'a. She said, I saw a man who is visibly bright, innocently bright, mutaballij al-wajh. He has lots of countenance, and his face was lit. Hasan al-khalq. His structure, he said, is well built. لَمْ تَعِبْهُ ثُلْجَ. He does not have a belly that sticks out. وَلَمْ تُزْرِ بِهِ صَلْعًا. And his head was not lacking of hair, nor was his head too small. وَسِيمٌ قَسِيمٌ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ دَعَجٌ. Said, this is a man that was very handsome. قَسِيمٌ. His limbs and the rest of his body was just very well proportioned. في عينيه دعج. His eyes were visibly beautiful, she said. Where she said the black part of it was very black and the white part of it was very white. وفي أشفاره وطف وفي صوته صحل. She said that his eyelashes were long and they tended to be curly. And his voice was not coarse. أحور أكحل أزج أقرن. His eyes were big, she said. The white was white. The black part of it was black and the eyebrow was thick. شديد سواد الشعر. His hair, she said, was very dark and curly and glossy. وفي عنقه سطع. She said that his neck was long, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وفي لحيته كفافة. His beard was full. إذا صمت فعليه الوقار. Said that when he is quiet, he is very stately. وإذا تكلم سما وعلاه البهاء. And when he spoke, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was commanding. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was full of honor and dignity, she said, whenever he spoke. وَكَأَنَّ مَنْطِقَهُ خَزَرَاتُ نَظْمٍ يَتَحَدَّرْنِ. She said, as if words would come out from his mouth, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as if they were organized pearls, she said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. لَا نَزْرٌ ولا هزر. He would neither speak too much nor would he joke too much. أجهر الناس وأجمله من بعيد. Said that he is the most beautiful from a distance. A person is fascinated by his beauty from a distance. وأحلاه وأحسنه من قريب. But then he is even more beautiful and more intimate from a closer distance. ربعة لا تشنأه من طول. He was so well proportioned that you would not think of him that he is too tall. ولا تقتحمه عين من قصر. And he is not repulsive due to extreme shortness, but rather he is, and beautifully she said, غصن بين غصنين. She said that he was truly the middle point between two extremes. فهو أنظر الثلاثة منظرا. She said of all three people that were present with him, he was indeed the most beautiful amongst them. وأحسنهم قدرا. And he was the one that really held most value. له رفقاء يحفون به. Said that his companions were always surrounding him. إذا قال استمعوا لقوله. Whenever he spoke or he commanded, they would attentively listen to what he has to say. وَإِذَا أَمَرَ تَبَادَرُوا إِلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. And whenever he gave a command, they would vie with one another to see who would do it first. مَحْفُودٌ مَحْشُودٌ. She said, this is a man that has so much presence that when he is around, people are around him. And he truly has a way of captivating those who are around him. لا عابثٌ. He was not a person that frowned. ولا منفذ. And he would not be a person that is repulsive. A woman is describing this to her husband, and Abu Ma'bad responds to this and he said, هذا والله صاحب قريش. Said, I knew it. This is the man that the people of Quraysh are looking for. And then he tells himself and he said, ولو كنت وافقته يا أم معبد لالتمست أن أصحابه. Said that had I been here, I would have indeed would want to be part of his journey, صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is part of this beautiful description that is being rendered to us by this beautiful woman. And she speaks as somebody who is mesmerized by him. No, subhanAllah, she speaks about him and you can feel a sense of joy as she's describing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way that she would describe him is you would say that, why was she staring at him like that? But no, what happened is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so captivating that you could not really take your eyes off him. And she's looking at him and she's not looking at him lustfully, but rather she is truly impressed by this man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she is describing him, she doesn't know which part of him to describe. So sometimes she would speak about his appearance, and then sometimes she would speak about his silence. She would speak about him from a distance, and then she would speak about him from close. And then she would say, subhanallah. She said, حُلْوَ الْمَنْطِقِ. Whatever he had to say, she said, was sweet and just smoothly flows. You know, subhanAllah, sometimes some people are beautiful, mashaAllah. But you just don't want them to open their mouths. No, Allah. They're so beautiful, but the minute they open their mouth, just be quiet, you know. Let us just enjoy your physical beauty, but just don't open your mouth. Or sometimes you see people at a distance and you say, Mosh, this is beautiful. But then the closer they get and the more visible they become, you just say, you know what, why don't you just move back again? You know, let's just enjoy you from a distance. But she said, that was not Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was impressive, she said. Be it he be at a distance or close enough. When he is at a distance, he's very captivating. You can't help but wait for him. She said, ظاهر الوضاءه. He was visibly bright, and then the closer he got, he even became more intimate with the man sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he is quiet, alahu al-waqar, that he would just be very dignified and he would be very stately. And when he speaks, she said, oh, the words that just come out of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she described them as just being حلو المنطق. Now imagine, subhanallah, that this is a woman describing to her whole husband, to her own husband, what another man looks like. We'll be very offended by that. And what were you doing looking and staring at him like this? That you have actually details about his eyelashes and his eyebrows. You are here entertained by his voice and the beauty of his speech. Here you have seen that he is well proportioned. But subhanallah, he knew that his wife was talking about somebody very special. And that's why as soon as he heard it, he said, I know it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now subhanallah, nowadays these are, people are talking about this is the birth of the Prophet, peace be upon him. It was around this time that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. And they say that, subhanallah, history has taken a different turn as soon as the Prophet, peace be upon him, was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we Muslims, we celebrate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We celebrate the man, we celebrate the Prophet, peace be upon him. And they say that the best way to celebrate is to get to know him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, subhanAllah, it's very difficult. Now, we Muslims, we would say that we love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And believe me, we are passionately attached to the Prophet, peace be upon him. No personality on planet Earth is loved as much as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. Wallahi, nobody. Nobody throughout history is as loved as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody is as mentioned often as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. Throughout the day, somewhere, somehow, around the world, there is always somebody who is saying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be it in the call of the adhan, be it in the iqama, be it inside the salah itself, somebody is saying Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, we cannot really be truly in love with somebody that you do not know. Wallahi, it's impossible, brothers and sisters. See, what happens at that point, we have an illusion of love, but truly you do not love a person that you do not know. You can't. It's just humanly impossible. And the way that we get to love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by learning about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this woman, people who have not seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet they just love him because of the type of statements that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make. And the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, they loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much that one day after salah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, looks back and he's looking at people, who's present, who's missing and who is not. So he said, Aina Thawban? One of my companions, his name is Thawban, how come I don't see him? So they said, Ya Rasulallah, huwa maridun fil bayt. O Messenger of Allah, he's not feeling well, he is sick at home. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هلا زرناه. Let us go and visit Thawban. So they go to Thawban and they visit Thawban, and Thawban just looks very ill and he looks weak. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما بالك يا ثوبان? What is wrong, Thawban? And Thawban said, يا رسول الله إني جلست أتفكر. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I just sat down and I was just contemplating. يا رسول الله والله إني لأشتاق إليك وأنا معك في المجلس ذاته. He said, O Messenger of Allah, I would be missing you while I am sitting in the same gathering and assembly with you. Now usually when do we miss people? When they're no longer visible. When we leave or when they leave. But he said, Prophet of Allah, I would be sitting in the same gathering with you and I am already missing you. And then he said, and Prophet of Allah, I just kept going with my thinking, he said. فَقُلْتُ لَوْ أَدْخَلَنِيَ اللَّهُ النَّارِ فَإِنِّي لَنْ أَرَاكَ أَبَدًا. If it happens that my abode in the hereafter is the hellfire, it means that I will never see you. And then he said, وَلَوْ أَدْخَلَنِي اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ And if I be of those who are admitted to paradise, فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ أَعْلَى مِنْ مَنْزِلَتِي. That you will be in a higher degree, rank, station than I, and I will not see you as much as I want. Ya Rasulallah, fa'amradani hatha. The thought of just being deprived of seeing you, O Messenger of Allah, just made me sick. قَدْ فَتَبَسَّمَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, smiled. And he said, Ya Thawban, O Thawban, he said, يحشر المرء مع من أحب. He said, O Thawban, a man will be resurrected in the company of the people whom he loved in this world. The companions sitting there and they said, that was the most beautiful statement that we heard from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we all knew that we truly love Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now subhanallah, in the midst of, you know, people calling to whether to celebrate or not celebrate, and that is not the point. But the issue is, now this is how we Muslims view the Prophet, peace be upon him, the best of creation, the most beautiful of men, the humblest of all, the most beautiful of character, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody knows more tolerance than the Prophet, peace be upon him, even with his enemies. And subhanallah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what makes him so special is his consistency. You know, when a man goes after a cause for 23 years, and if you check with him on day one, and you check with him 23 years later, and the message remains to be the same, now that is impressive. When you check with the man at his weakest, and the message is the same, and you check with him again at his strongest, and the message remains to be the same, now that is impressive. On day one, he announces that, رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that I am here as a mercy to mankind. Say, come on, man, you're weak. Look at how many people are there around you. You know, this describing the Prophet, peace be upon him, as رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ is mentioned in 9 different places of the Quran. I want you to pay attention to this. Allah describes the Prophet, peace be upon him, as a mercy to mankind in 9 different places in the Quran. But what is interesting about all 9 places is that they were all in Mecca. Now, this is when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most annoyed, most persecuted, most aggression is taking place, and the man is saying, I am here as a mercy to mankind, including the people who are doing this to me. This is his message on day one. Check with him 42 days before his death. What is he doing? Conquest of Mecca comes. And people are excited. Said that the people were excited that they are going to go to Mecca and they're going to take Mecca back 23 years or 13 years later, 23 years after his initial call to Islam. It said that Sa'd ibn Ubadah was holding a sword. And he took the sword. Now this is the Prophet, peace be upon him, at his strongest. He took the sword, and what does he say? He's waving the sword, and he's dancing with it, and he's walking around with it, and he's saying, Al-yawmu yawmu al-malhama. Today, it's going to be a slaughterhouse. And the Prophet said, Al-yawmu yawmu al-malhama? He said, today is the day of slaughterhouse? He said, Kalla wallah. Al-yawmu يوم المرحمة. He said, today is the day of compassion. And he took the sword from the man. But subhanAllah, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also a very considerate man. He took the sword from Sa'd ibn Ubadah and handed it over to his son. Said, because of that statement, you can't really be holding that sword, but we'll keep it with your family. And he went there. And 23 years later, the message has not changed. The message remains to be the same. And that is rahmah, compassion and mercy to mankind. Now here is the sad part. If we ask non-Muslims today, what do they think of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What would you hear? Oh, the man is a terrorist. The man is a pedophile. He married a 6-year-old girl. The man was out there to kill people, and he commanded his companions, whosoever does not convert, you just go ahead and kill him. Are you really talking about the same Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we know of? But see, what happens is that there is a difference between claiming love and association with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and whether we are truly associated to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because sometimes many evil deeds take place in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi. And please do not be offended by this. It is best that we say it like it is. Many times out there, people do the worst kind of deeds and they do it in the name of Allah and in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What do you expect people to do? Of course, they are going to get that type of impression about him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not because he is like that, but rather because of how we made him sallallahu alayhi wasallam appear to be. So we would say that people's wrong impression of Islam is unfortunately many times people's right impression of the Muslims. And that is why we're being taught. And so beautifully, Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab said it. Said, أي عباد الله لا تبغض الله إلى خلقه ولا تبغض خلق الله إلى الله. He said, oh people, do not be the cause of people hating Allah and being hated by Allah. Because many times people would do things and they would associate it with Allah, and people would say, if that is how God is, I want nothing to do with that God. I want nothing to do with Allah simply because of the way that Allah is being presented. He said, لا تبغضوا خلق الله إلى الله. Do not be the cause of why people despise and they become angry at God because of what you make God sound like to be. Person who beats his wife and tells people that in Islam it's okay. A person who steals from non-Muslims, cheats on their credit cards, and then they say, Islam says it's okay. People who fool others, get married to them because they are after improving their legal status, and they say that it's okay because Islam said okay. So Islam says it's okay to manipulate. Islam says it's okay to cheat. Islam says it's okay to deceive. You know what? I don't want that Islam. That kind of Islam is just not really, that's just not for me, man. That is not the Muhammad who is being presented to us. Please listen to what Gandhi said about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I wanted to know the best of one who holds today's undisputed sway over the hearts of millions of mankind. You know, you see Muslims, subhanallah. You know, we Muslims are interesting people. On the one hand, we have so much passion and love for the Prophet, peace be upon him. You put on kufi like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep your beard like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shorten your trousers like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go in with your right foot, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take off with your left, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, we do everything like Muhammad. So this man is looking and he said, I just want to see who in the world is this person. So he started reading the biography of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He said, I became more than convinced that it was not the sword that won a place for Islam in those days in the scheme of life. He said, anybody who tells you that Islam was spread by the sword, he said, don't believe them. He said, rather, it was the rigid simplicity, the utter self-effacement of the Prophet, the scrupulous regard for his pledges, his intense devotion to his friends and followers, his intrepidity, meaning his courage, his fearlessness, his absolute trust in God and in his own mission. He goes on to say, he said, these are not the sword carried everything before them and surmounted every obstacle. Listen to this last line. I love this line. He said, when I closed the second volume, he's reading the biography of the Prophet. Oh, he's done with it, he said. He said, that was two volumes. He said, now that I am closing the second volume, he said, I was sorry that there was no more for me to read. Said, I was sorry that such a life, said, it's coming to an end and I have to fold the book, and said, that's all I can know about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way to celebrate the Prophet, peace be upon him, is begin by knowing the Prophet, peace be upon him, and then becoming like the Prophet, peace be upon him. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. The beauty of becoming like the Prophet, peace be upon him, brothers and sisters, is not by physically appearing to be like the Prophet, peace be upon him. Wallahi, it is not by simply physically appearing to be like the Prophet, peace be upon him. No, we tend to grow our beard and we tend... Look, don't get me wrong. I think these are things, but they are not necessarily the most important things about who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want us to be like him in what he looked like, but rather in what he was like, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, would say, look, you want to be like the Prophet, peace be upon him? Be compassionate. You want to be like the Prophet, peace be upon him? Be considerate. You want to be like the Prophet, peace be upon him? Be patient. You want to be like the Prophet, peace be upon him? Be sweet. You want to be like the Prophet, peace be upon him? Be good to your neighbors. Be good to your spouse. Be good to your children. Be good to your parents. And so on. And we say that, I do what I do because I want to be like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you know how much effort it takes to grow a beard? Don't shave it. Don't shave it. You can't really be telling me that by me not doing this, I'm becoming like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, akhi, what we are saying is that being like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes beyond the physical appearance. We want to be like him sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his physical, not only in his physical, but rather in his character sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now is really not the time to set a debate on whether the day of the birth of the Prophet, peace be upon him, ought to be celebrated or not. I would say that let us rather celebrate Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Humanity has been deprived of his teachings, and the best way to reintroduce the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is by giving and displaying a more beautiful image, not the image of kidnapping people, not the image of killing the innocent. It's not the image of the bombings and the killings and the atrocity that takes place in the name of Islam. It's got nothing to do with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please, inshallah, let's keep in our prayers those who are not feeling well. I was informed that one of your community members, Uncle Hussein, went through a surgery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a speedy recovery, ya Rabbil Alameen. And to all the people who are not feeling well, and to all our brothers and sisters who are going through any kind of difficulty, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their difficulties, ya Rabbil Alameen. So I also like to remind you of a really important fundraising that is taking place this coming Sunday, Access California Family Resource Center, a social service agency that I myself have the honor of working for. We have our annual gala that is taking place this Sunday, inshallah. Congressman Andre Carson is going to be our speaker. I do have the tickets outside. If you are able to make it, we would love to see you there. If you are unable to make it and you would like to help, inshallah, I'll be out there as well. اللهم يا رب إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا رب فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين واقض الدين عن المدينين اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وعاف مبتلانا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات آجالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى استقيم اعتدل الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن كلا بل تكذبون بالدين
وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.